Support for WAMC comes from Proctor's, presenting the Zoppa Italian Circus outdoors under a real big top tent in downtown Schenectady, August 9th through 13th, proctors.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with the WAMC Sports Update. In a surprising deal about 3.5 hours before the first pitch, the Yankees and Mariners completed a momentous trade, acquiring 10-time All-Star Ichiro Suzuki for a pair of young pitching prospects. Before switching clubhouses, Ichiro held an emotional press conference.
And when I imagined taking off a Mariner uniform, I was overcome with sadness.
Audio courtesy of ESPN Radio. Suzuki went from last place in the NL West to first in the AL East, and he played like it, singling his first at bat as a Yankee and beating his former team 4-1. Boston took a beating from the Rangers, losing 9-1 and dropping 10.5 games behind the first-place Yankees. In the National League, the Mets held on for 10 innings against the Nationals before a whopping 6-run comeback from Washington, the Mets losing 8-2. The fading Mets have lost 10 of their last 11 games, and though only third in the NL East, they're still 9.5 games behind Washington, who they'll play again this afternoon. Well, Penn State didn't get the death penalty, but the NCAA has slammed the school's football program with an unprecedented series of penalties in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. The NCAA fined the university $60 million and vacated all of former coach Joe Paterno's victories from 1998 to 2011. It also slapped the team with 5 years probation and a 4-year bowl ban. The $60 million is equivalent to the annual gross revenue of the football program. NCAA President Mark Emmert says Penn State players may transfer immediately without loss of eligibility. Paterno's family calls NCAA sanctions a panicked response that punishes Penn State students. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.